个之间的关系。
The wisdom therefore describes the relationship between man and God.
所以我在说，神论的错误就是一切道德沦落的一个基础。
The mistake made in our doctrine of God therefore becomes the foundation of all the mistakes and evil
world. 对神的敬畏就是一些真正伟大的道德的一个开端。
And the fear of God is the beginning of true wisdom and ethics.
是希腊的哲学没有办法看见的事情。
These are things that the Greek philosophers cannot see.
所以在旧约的圣经给我们看见，真正的智慧有三大原则。
The Old Testament tells us that there are three principles to wisdom.
第一个原则就是敬畏上帝。
The first one is the fear of God.
第二个原则就是认识他的圣洁。
The second one is to know His holiness.
第三个原则就是因此而远离各样败坏的事情。
And third one is because of that we are away from all that contaminates us.
敬畏神，认识他的圣洁，远离恶事的人，就是一个智慧人。
A wise man is a person who fears God and who knows of His holiness and are away from sin.
亲爱的朋友们。
Dear friends and dear young people.
无论这个世界人类的文化多么高的长进。
It doesn't matter what kind of cultural advances we have.
你要发现真正最伟大的人格。都是因为敬畏神的智慧产生出来的人。
You will realize that the greatest character we have in life are person who fear God.
许多最有学问的人，让他们在求学、做学问的时候，他们的灵性高超的不得了，但是他们生活中间没有办法逃脱，因为不认识上帝，产生出来罪的迷糊，使他们道德沦丧。
Many people seem to have achieved a lot academically, but they cannot escape from the consequence of sin that will affect their ethics.
所以一个人除了不信的恶信，
When a person is unbelieving,
他就把永生的上帝离弃。
He is abandoning the ever-living God.
把永生上帝离弃的结果是什么呢？
What is the consequence of this abandonment?
被罪恶所迷惑。
The consequence that is deception by sin.
被罪恶所迷惑了以后，
After this deception from sin,
直接产生心中的刚硬。
Immediately the heart becomes hardened.
这是不信的人一步一步堕落的情形。
This is the progression of unbelief.
什么叫做心中的刚硬？
What is the hardening of the heart?
一个人犯罪习惯了以后，他没有办法再好好听到。
When a person is used to sinning, he cannot hear the word of God.
犯罪以前，
Before you sin,
真理有境界的作用。
The truth can warn you.
所以这个人惧怕。
So we can be afraid.
敬畏上帝。
We fear God.
他就谨慎自己。
And we are cautious of ourselves.
他心柔软，还可以听真理，受光照，还有这个可能。
Our heart is gentle. We can still receive enlightenment.
一个人把永生上帝离弃之后，
But when we abandon the ever-living God,
他就被罪所迷惑。
He will be deceived by sin.
有犯罪习惯，有心就硬下来。
And after being used to sinning, his heart will harden.
所以我告诉你，
Let me tell you this.
如果你良心深处知道不应当做的事情，你故意去做，做了三次，做了五次，你就越来越难悔改。
If deep in your conscience you know something you should not do, but you keep repeating it, it is difficult for you to repent.
不必人家讲。
You don't have to have others telling you.
你的内心告诉你这不可以做。
When your heart tells you you cannot do this,
这个不对。
This is wrong.
但你故意去做。
But you persist.
做一次。
After once.
做两次。
Twice.
做三次。
Twice.
人的劝你不能再听，连你良心也懒惰在对你讲话。
You will not listen to the advice of other people, and your conscience will be lazy to talk to you anymore.
有什么东西比一个人？外面的人劝勉他不能听，里面的良心这辈他也不受感动，更可怜。
What is more sad than this situation where you will not listen to advice and will not listen to yourself as well?
所以我思想这一段圣经的时候，
When I think about this passage,
我感觉一步一步掉到最可怕的地步的时候，
When I think about how we will fall into the most horrifying state,
你就会在罪恶中间享受永无安息的苦恼，你不能在上帝要给你应许的安息中间有份。
In the end, you can only have the misery that comes without having the rest from God.
以赛亚书有两次说，耶和华说，恶人必不得平安。
Isaiah in two different places said, Jehovah God said that the evil man will have no peace.
撒旦对你说，你可以享受最终之路。
Satan will tell you to enjoy sin.
就引诱你进了罪的圈套里。
He will seduce you into this trap.
当你进了罪的圈套里面，你知道不是最终之路，是最终永无止境的烦恼、痛苦、 捆绑缠绕着你的灵性。
When you have fallen into a trap, you realize it's not an enjoyment, but an eternal bondage within your sin.
希伯来书的作者说
，The author of Hebrews says,
你们不要存着不信的恶心。
Do not have a sinful, unbelieving heart.
你把永生的上帝离弃。
So that you will turn away from the living God.
你们的心就被罪所迷惑。
And your heart will be hardened by sin.
你的心里就刚硬起来。
And you, by sin's deceitfulness, you'll be hardened.
这样就结束了吗
？Is this the end?
不是的。
No.
再注意看接下去一句很重要的话语。
Another very important verse.
你们硬着心以后呢
？After your heart has been hardened.
你们就变成惹上帝发怒了。
You incur the wrath of God.
一个人惹上帝发怒，这是最可怕的不敬畏的行动。
This is the most horrifying thing to do.
惹人发怒。
When you incur the wrath of others.
胆子大到一个地步。
That means you are so brave.
圣经提到父母对儿女的教育最重要的一句话，不要惹儿女的怒气。
The Bible tells the parents not to incur the wrath of the children.
孩子是你的。
The children belongs to you.
他生下来是单纯的。
They are innocent.
是诚实的。
They were honest.
是很天真可爱的。
They were cute and very innocent.
但你故意捉弄他。
But you try to,
你让他生气。
To fool them.
你做父母的不尊重孩子。
And have no respect for them.
你不尊重他良心的需要。
You have no respect for their conscience.
你刺激他。
And you stimulate them.
给他发怒。
And make them angry.
最坏最坏的家庭教育。
And the Bible says it's the worst form of education.
你做父母的不一定是一个心理学博士。
As a parent, you may not be a psychologist.
你不需要成为教育家专家。
You do not need to be an educator.
但你只要照圣经的原则，你就可以把你的孩子教导得好好。
But you need to follow the principles of the Bible to bring them up well.
不要惹儿女的气。
Do not incur their wrath.
儿女虽然小小的，他有公义的要求。
Although they are young, they have righteousness.
他们对父母不漂亮，没有严格的要求。
They are not worried if their parents are not beautiful.
他们对家庭不富有，他们没有怪责。
They are not worried if their family is not rich.
但是他对你父母行不公义，对待儿女兄弟之间用不同的公平，他怀恨在心，他对你有很严格的要求。
But the children will demand that there is impartiality towards all the siblings.
当他对你的这种不义产生的怒气堆积而来的时候，就变成不可收拾的教育的失败。
And if there's wealth that's accumulated through the years because of bias treatment, it is a failure.
你不可惹儿女的气。
Do not incur their wealth.
你不可惹众人的气。
Do not incur the wealth of the people.
你不可惹那个你的邻居的气。
Do not incur the wealth of your neighbors.
但是一个人心里刚硬，犯罪不悔改的结果是惹上帝的怒气。
But the consequence of a hardened heart is to incur the wealth of God.
这个就比孔子所讲的获罪倚天无所导也更严重的地步。
This is more serious than what Confucius said.If you sin against heaven, it's the most serious thing.
神创造你的时候
when God created you,
把一个很重要的代表放在你的里面
He gave you a very important representation.
神公义的执行者
and so that you can be the righteous executioner of God.
神刑罚的境界者
you can be the person who warns about the judgment of God.
良心的督责这个最道德的督责者
and you can be a person that brings consciousness to the society. 这就
是你的是非之心
And this is the conscience in the
heart. 身的代表。
This is representing a
fall. 你继续不断犯罪的结果。
But the end of your sinning.
就压制了他。
Will suppress your conscience.
使他没有办法很自由自在的把神托付他的这个命令执行出来。
So that he cannot do the work that God has asked it to do.
你继续违背的结果。
In the end of your rebellion.
就是轻看赐下良心的上帝。
Means that you're despising the God has given to you the
conscience.
And because of that, you incur the wrath.
一次再一次把上帝宽容、宽恕、长久忍耐的普遍之恩看作平常。
Time and again, you take advantage of the grace of God.
神就继续不断等候你悔改，到最后可能鞭打管教你，可能任凭。
In the end, God will wait for you to turn around, but He can chastise you or just leave you alone.
其实许多时候对普遍恩典没有正确的认识。
Many people do not understand this general grace of God.
什么叫做普遍的恩典呢
？What does the general grace mean?
你犯罪，上帝还没有赦免。
It means that when you sin and God has not forgiven you.
你应当死，应当灭亡，上帝还没有把刑罚临到你。
Although you ought to be dead in judgment, but He has not given you the judgment yet.
让你产生了反面的看法。
You look at it from the other angle.
你看我这样发达。
You think that I'm prosperous.
我这样顺利。
I'm so smooth in my life.
我有多少的好处。
It's because I'm good to the world.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
如果你比别人更蒙恩。
If you are more blessed.
你比别人更顺利。
if your life is smoother than other people,
绝对不是因为你比别人更好。
It doesn't mean that you are better than them.
可能是你的时间还没有到, 神还不愿意把刑罚领导。
It could be that your timing is not up and God has not given you your just punishment.
所以保罗论到普遍恩典的目的, 讲过很严重的话, 记载在罗马书第二章里面。
And in Romans chapter 2, we see the Apostle Paul talking about general grace.
我们大家一同来看, 这个common grace, 一个很重要的 warning, 罗马书第二章。
Romans chapter 2, a very important warning towards common grace.
我们来看第四、第五节。
verse 4 and 5.
你竟认作你刚硬不悔改的心，为自己继续愤怒，以致上帝震怒，显他公义审判的日子来到。第六节，他必照个人的行为报应个人。所以这里就提到普遍恩惠的目的，乃是要令你悔改，不是让你管路上帝的宽宏大量。
Here it tells us that the purpose of the common grace is so that you can repent and not take advantage of God.
有许多人以为上帝既然不审判，就表示这个事情可以常常办，不要紧嘛。
Some people think it's alright since the judgment is not upon me, I can carry on sinning.
你惹上帝的怒气，你不但没有觉悟，你还以为神是可以随便轻慢的。
You have incurred the wrath of God, you do not realize it, but still you take advantage of God.
这不是神的宽恕吗？
Isn't this the tolerance of God?
神的忍耐是为了使你玩弄他的恩典吗？
Is the patience of God so that you can take advantage of him?
绝对不是。
Absolutely not.
所以在这里告诉我们普遍恩惠的一个果效。
Here it tells us that the purpose of the grace of God is so that you can repent. To wait for you to repent. To lead you to repentance. And so that you know that the opportunity comes from the grace of God. In Indonesia, there is a 15-year-old child who had made a big mistake. He was not willing to be constrained by his family. He took and stole the money from his father. And he flew from Jakarta to Bali with another girl. And the money was enough for him to for 1 week only. What did he do? His parents were very worried. The mother was crying
all
the time. The child was only 15 and he has eloped with another girl.
因为他们两个人完全没有发生性关系。
Actually, they did not have any sexual relationship.
但是这个女孩子受父母亲很大很大的侮辱。
But this girl was insulted by her parents.
所以这个男孩子以救世英雄的身份把她带出走。
And this boy acted as a hero to rescue her.
但是这个救主没有钱。
But this savior had no money.
所以偷了父母亲的钱去救女人。
He had to steal the money from his own parents. To stay in a hotel.
安慰他照顾他,
to comfort her and take care of her.
结果的钱完了,
in the end, there were no money.
父亲急得要命,
and the father was anxious.
他问我怎么办呢?
He asked me what to do.
我说你的孩子可能最后呢,
I said that in the end, your child will be chased out by other people.
赶出来了以后, 到处偷,
perhaps he will become a thief.
可能他就变成做工开始了,
or perhaps he would turn around and start to work.
他说我不管可能不可能,
the father said, I don't care what happens, I must go look for him. And the father flew to Bali. And finally found the boy.
我说你怎么找巴厘岛这么大?
I said, Bali is so big.
巴厘岛几十个城市,
there are so many cities and villages there.
他说大概最多住在一两个城市里面找,
he said, probably a few major cities.
我说你找到电梯这个口的他下面出去,
I said, you may be in the lift and he's in another
place.
Or you are going to the wrong hotel.
你要花这么多时间这么找呢?
You've got to spend so much time to find him. But God was merciful and he found him. He brought him home. The father did something very wrong. He repented to the child. He said, I did not love you enough. Please forgive me. I will love you and please do not leave the house again. When I realized that, I told him you have made a big mistake.
这孩子回来不久再偷东西再出去。
Again, the child stole and left.
因为犯罪的不认罪，没有错的向有错的悔改。
Because the person who was guilty did not repent, and the other person who was innocent repented.
他牧师，我要怎么样呢？
He asked Reverend Tong, "What should I do?"
我说你绝对不可以再去找他。
I said you should not go look for him.
让他走投无路，像浪子在猪群中间发现自己是人不是猪，让他自己回来。
Let him struggle by himself, like the prodigal son, realizing that he's human and not a pig, and then he'll come back.
又是跟那个女孩子出去。
Again, he left with the same girl.
让女孩子的妈妈急得不得了。
When the girl's mother was so anxious.
第一次抓回来的时候，给她查医生，还是处女。
The first time he was sent to the doctors and found that she was still a virgin.
再去第二次的时候。
After the second time.
这一次呢，这个爸爸说：“我一定不带她回来，我不去找她。”那边说：“我一定去找，轮到另外一家去找她。”
The father said, "I will not look for him," but the girl's parents said, "We will look for her."
把两个人再带回来。
Again, the two were brought back.
带回来身体病了，差不多 typhoid。有一个也不能上课，进医院乱七八糟。
They were physically ill and had to go in and out of the hospital.
等他好的时候
，When they recovered，
他说我要再读书了。
He said I will study now.
我要乖乖
了。I will be a good.
刚刚好的那一天
，At that day，
父亲1200块美金的一厘币钱，马上偷了带走。
Again he stole from the father and left.
现在在哪里呢
？Where is he now？
没有人知道在。
Nobody knows where he is.
现在的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
是在一起。
One time and again，
成为这样坏的孩子。
A person who sinned over and over again.
今天早上，他的父亲见我。
This morning, his father came to see me.
我这个孩子本来很乖。
He said, "My child is a good son."
本来很好。
Actually, he was very good.
我说每个孩子本来都很乖。
I said, "Every child is the same. They are good in the beginning."
每个孩子 baby 的时候都很好的。
When they are baby, they are all kind and good.
现在怎么变成这个样子？
He said, "Why? What has become of him? What should I do?"
我吩咐一个传道人。
I asked one of my preachers.
你去找他。
To go look for him.
找到了，你好好教训他。
When you look for him, then give me a good lesson.
他爸爸说：“我不要这个孩子了。”
The father said, "I do not want this child anymore."
我一天到晚做的半死，赚一些钱，一个月赚没有多少钱，一天就把他偷光。我养个贼做什么呢？
I work so hard to make my living, and he stole everything. I'm taking care of a thief.
这个年轻人十多岁。
This young person is a teenager.
像电影明星一样的英俊。
He is very handsome.
但是现在呢，已经像流氓、像强盗一样。犯可怕的罪。
But now he's like a gangster and he's committing crimes everywhere.
很可怕的事情。
It was a horrifying thing.
因为心里迷糊了。
Because the heart has gone astray.
犯罪习惯了。
And used to sinning.
刚硬了。
And hardened.
但是他惹他父亲的气。
And he incurred the wrath of the father.
他父亲说：“我不想再见他了。”
The father said, "I do not want to see him anymore."
我说不能。
I said no.
如果这个孩子回来。
If this child returns.
我要亲自督促他。
I will take care of him.
我可能很严格的、很大力的打他。
Maybe I will slap him.
他说：“唐牧师，你去打。”
He said, "Reverend Tong, just go ahead."
我交给你了。
I give him to you.
我已经气到不能再活下去。
I am so angry, I cannot live.
我宁可没有这个孩子。
Maybe I don't want this child.
我在祷告。
I pray.
求主给这个孩子在管教之下可以回头。
And I pray that the Lord will discipline the child into repentance.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
神给我们宽容。
The tolerance of God,
长久的忍耐，
the long bearance of God,
不是要我们玩弄他的恩典。
It was not for us to take advantage of him.
上帝给你顺利，
when God gives you a smooth journey,
不是要夸你自己特别比别人强。
It's not for you to say that you're better than other people.
知道今天还没有失败，没有软弱，没有疾病，不是因为你别人好，是因为你比别人更软弱。神给你这样的扶持，免得你更早堕落下去。
You are healthy and your lifestyle is smooth. It's not because you are better than other people, but because you are weaker than other people. And God is having special grace. This is the understanding of the common grace. It is very important to know. Within the grace, we must appreciate it. Within His tolerance, we must appreciate His love. Or else, we will continue to accumulate the wrath of God. And you will not be able to resist his punishment when it comes.
所以这段圣经非常警惕我们。
This Bible verses warns us.
接下去怎么样呢？热神发怒，有神的怜悯收拾了，他们就倒在旷野。
And because the wrath of God is upon them, they fell in the wilderness.
他们倒闭在旷野。
They all fell in the wilderness.
许多的时候，上帝给他们死在旷野。
Many a times they all died there.
我虽然把你拯救脱离埃及
，although I rescue you from Egypt，
我让你。倒闭在旷野。
I let you die in the wilderness.
我虽然每天给你玛拿吃。
Although I give you manna every day.
使你的穿的衣服、你的鞋子都没有破。
So that your clothing and your shoes have not worn out.
我给你在旷野这么多的恩典。
I give you so much grace in the wilderness.
你藐视我。
you despise me, you look down on me.
旷野,
I will let you die without entering the promised land. I think the vast majority of Christians are the same.
你说他不认识神吗?
Do they know God?
他早就信主,
they already believe.
你说他不得救吗?
Are they not saved? They think that they are saved, they are elders, they are deacons.
你说他真正认识上帝吗?
But do they really know God?
他的行为与许多时候比外邦人更可怜。
Their actions are worse than the pagans.
他的救人还是像以色列人在旷野一样。
Their old self is the same as the Israelites.
试上帝, 探上帝。
They test God and they try Him.
观看上帝的作为,
to see the reaction from God.
心里迷糊,
their hearts are astray.
结果没有办法看见上帝的工作,
and they cannot see the work of God.
硬作心,
they are hardened in their hearts.
上帝的发怒,
and they incur the wrath of God.
许多人就倒闭在旷野,
and many of them die in the wilderness.
这些好像有生命的人,
it's like people who have life.
有一些可能是有生命,
some truly may have life.
是很软弱, 很幼稚的生命,
but a weak and immature life.
有一些人看来是有生命,
some people look as if they have life.
其实是没有生命,
in reality, they do not have
it. 在教会里面的外邦人,
they are pagans within the church.
他们出了埃及而心不归向上帝的人,
they are people who have left Egypt but their heart is not towards God.
神的怒气要使他们倒在旷野,
and the wrath of God will fell them in the wilderness.
不但如此,
not only that,
再信就信,
they are further
hard. 再不信的话,
when they, if they do not believe,
上帝指着自己发誓,
the Lord made an oath upon himself.
怒中起誓说,
and in his anger he had an oath.
你们断不能进入我的安息,
you will never enter my rest.
上帝自己的安息,
the rest of God himself.
这安息是神自己享有的,
this rest is enjoyed by God.
这意思表示什么呢?
What does this mean?
表示属于神的儿女, 应当有这样大的福分, 可以享受神自己所享受的安息。
It means that all children of God can have this great blessing to enjoy the rest of God himself.
神不但照自己的形象样式照我们,
the Lord not only made us in his image,
神也照样把他的安息应许给我们,可以照他的安息去安息。
In the same manner, he promised his rest towards us so that we can enjoy the same rest as him. There is a big difference between having rest in your life and not having it. If we enter into the rest of God, we can enjoy the peace of God himself. On the day that Jesus was betrayed, he said, I leave with you my peace. The peace I give to you is not like the peace of the world. I give you my own peace. So do not be worried and sad. You have problems in your life, but you have peace in me. You must know that I have overcome the world, so be at peace. Not only did God make man in his image, God has promised to give us his own peace. But because of unbelief, the Lord declared an oath in his own anger, they shall never enter my rest. I want to meditate and tell you about a few rests in the Bible. The first rest is the Lord's rest himself. On the seventh day of creation, he let go of all work and he rested. This is the rest of God. He is a God that works and rests. He is a God that gives us his principle in life. And he gives us this understanding and this example to live by. And this God says we ought to labor for 6 days and rest on the seventh. So the first form of rest is the rest of God. This is the second Sabbath is between the creation of God all the way to the laws of Moses. It is a bit vague. We do not know whether there's a real Sabbath. It's unclear Sabbath. Because there is no commandment at that time.
圣经记载,
there is no biblical recording.
我们不知道, 从亚当, 直到摩西中间那些人,
so we do not know between Moses, from Adam to Moses, whether there is the Sabbath observance of the Sabbath.
第三样,
the third rest. It's the Sabbath of the Ten Commandments. Then it becomes a date. It becomes a commandment. Observe the Sabbath. There is a reason behind this. Because you have to remember that you were once slaves in Egypt. That you were once slaves. But now you are rescued. You are rescued from Pharaoh. You have been rescued from the militaristic ruling. You are no longer slaves. You have rest.
So,
and this Sabbath is to remember the enslavement date. This is the third form of rest.
第四种呢,
the fourth one. It is a rest that God is. God hates. Is there such a thing? Isaiah chapter 1.
你们越说,你们越忘的时候,你们献祭敬拜我,我讨厌你们的祭,我恨你们的安息乐。
Isaiah chapter 1 says the Lord is hates the worship and sacrifice. Why?
因为这只有外表的形式,
because these are Sabbath that is only superficial without true meaning. What is the purpose of the Sabbath? Is to come before God to worship Him, to share in His rest, and to be obedient towards Him. At that time, we will give our tears and our burdens towards God. We will give God our sighing and our suffering. And we will be humble before God. But it was not the case for the Israelites. They were arrogant after the Sabbath. And they boasted upon their own Sabbath. And their Sabbath became opportunity to sin. And while they sin, they say that they are observing the Sabbath. It's the same in America. And Christmas Day is the day with the greatest sin in the whole country.
The
Christmas holiday is the most dangerous time to be on the road. Many countries have the Sabbath as a rest day. And in advanced countries, Saturdays are rest day too. So there's a 5-day week, 2 days of rest. And the 2 days are used for sinning. They are days that become the days of murder and arson and all sorts of sinning and decadence. God said to the Israelites, I am sick of your sacrifices. I hate your Sabbath. Because there is the external look of sacrifice and holiness. But there's other recording in the Bible about the Sabbath. It is the Sabbath of true meaning by Jesus Christ. If I ask you whether Jesus observed the Sabbath, you probably say yes. But if you ask the Jews, did Jesus observe the Sabbath? They will say no. Because he healed the people on seventh day. And the Jews would think that this is disrespectful to the laws of God. Jesus asked a question which they cannot answer. He said, your calf on seventh day, if it is lost, would you bring it back? If your cattle falls into the grain, will you rescue it?
在这个时候,
A lot of people will go against the law of God because of profit and loss.
耶稣说：“我安息了医治人的病，使亚伯拉罕的后代，及以色列的捆绑得到释放。”你们认为不对吗？
Jesus said, do you think it's wrong to heal the descendant of Abraham and release him from bondage? Did Jesus not give that person the rest when he healed him? This is a paradoxical Sabbath. They think that Jesus did not observe the Sabbath. But Jesus wanted to teach us the true meaning of the Sabbath. And he gave us a principle, a general principle. The Sabbath was made for men, not men for the Sabbath. We should enjoy the rest. That was the purpose that God gave us a Sabbath for, so that we can enjoy the rest and peace that He has given to us. The Bible also has another form of Sabbath. This was something that was mentioned before Jesus came to earth. Jeremiah said, on that day you shall rest. To remember that the Lord delivered you from Babylon. Not only out of Egypt, but to remember being rescued from Babylon. When the Israelites were captured into
Babylon,
once again they were ruled by the pagans. And they were despised by the pagan governments. Again, God rescued them.
You
must remember God who delivered you from Babylon and not Egypt.
It doesn't
mean there's two gods.
乃是这个耶和华，他给你一个新的释放的行动。
It means that this is a new grace from God, a new action from God. What is the true meaning of all this? The climax can be seen in the accomplishment of salvation by Jesus Christ. And Jesus said, come towards me, all you who labor, and I will give you rest. The rest in Jesus Christ. It is a true rest that delivers us from sin. A true rest that comes from salvation, that comes from God who created me. Thanks be to God. Come before God. And this is what Jesus said when he was betrayed, to give this true peace. Peace I leave to you. The peace I give to you is not peace from man. This is the peace that comes from myself. Thanks be to God. When the disciples were persecuted in the first century, why were they not panicking? Why were they not worrisome? Why did not
escape?
Why did they not just run away? And they were still singing in praises before they were killed. They were still praising God before the lions devoured them. This is seen in history. They were calm and with a heart of peace they faced death. They gave us the greatest testimony in history. This testimony is that in history there's a group of people who, when facing death, had peace and had smiling faces. That's what Joseph
said.
And Joseph tells us that when Emperor Nero slaughtered and persecuted the Christians, they were all at peace. They were completely peaceful before they died. Before they were torn apart by the animals, they were still praising God. And they died smiling. This is true peace. And God did not save us just to be delivered from sin. God wants us to enter into His peace.
就是他自己的安息,
that His own peace.
那个安息最后的成全，就是当基督再来的时候，我们停止世界一切的烦恼。 永永远远与他同在.
And the final accomplishment of this peace is when Christ comes again and we will end all worries and labor on earth.
感谢上,
thanks be to God.
请问你今天在地上的生活,
let me ask you in your life today,
你有没有过在地如天有神同在的安息与你同在?
Do you have this peace on earth as if it is in heaven?
我们如果不信,
if we do not believe,
我们就像倒在旷野的以色列,
we will be like the Israelites who fell in the wilderness.
我们以信,
if we believe,
可以支起领受神这个应许,
we can have this promise from God.
愿上帝赐福给我们,
may the Lord bless us all.
我们再一次把第十二节到十九节把它念出来,
let us read once again from verse 12 to verse 19 of chapter 3.
一同开声来读,
let us all read it together.
弟兄们你们要记住, 免得你们中间会有人存着不信的恶心把永生的上帝离弃，总要趁着还有今日，天天彼此相劝，免得你们中间有人被罪迷惑，心里就刚硬。我们若将起初缺失的信心坚持到底，就在基督里有份了。经上说，你们今日若听他的话，就不可应着神， 像惹他发怒的人是一样，那是听见他话惹他发怒的是谁呢？岂不是跟着摩西从埃及出来的众人吗？上帝施舍人之久，又厌烦谁呢？岂不是那些犯罪失手倒在旷野的人吗？又向谁起誓不用他们进入他的安息呢？岂不是向那些不信从的人吗？第十九节，这样看， 他们不能进入安息，是因为不信的缘故了。愿上帝赐福我们。
May the Lord bless us.
我们一同站起来。
Let us all stand.
为今天所听的话感谢主。
And we give thanks for what we have heard.